from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-E-I-E-W to his friends. Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Bread, with additionally this week Alexander with me in the studio, Lee over there in the UK, Rachel battening down the hatches in Darwin, because there's been too many baked beans eaten. Monty Python. Yep.
What would you like us to say about Monty Python?
I don't really know, to be honest.
Monty Python are a load of rubbish. They have no legs. They are in there. Do you know there are 357 years old between them? That's older than me and you, Eric, put together.
Is that as old as Bob Dylan?
No, he's a bit older than that. But that's because he's lived seven lifetimes.
Oh, God. You're not telling me that seven generations of people have had to put up with Bob Dylan?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea why we've ended up here torturing Lee G. Banks again. Well, yes, they have had to put up with the genius that was and is still today His Royal Bobness, who is appearing at the Winter Gardens in Blackpool.
Listen to it. The big rock stars at the Winter Gardens. Wah, wah, wah.
They all play in Blackpool.
Blackpool is the is the new Las Vegas of the world.
Yeah, right. And now,
that was in the 50s.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, singing to the latest waltz, it's Bob Dylan.
Sorry, lost you.
Hello, you're back.
What was one of the biggest selling songs of the last 2 years?
Rach.
It was Sorry. To Make You Feel My Love, written and penned and sang by Mr. Dylan.
Rach.
It's a waltz.
Rach. Rachel.
Yeah, I'm...
Are you hearing me, Rachel?
I'm having some dire connection problems, so I might lose you again.
Oh, well, next
time... The cyclone's not kicked in, has it?
Could be. Could be a cyclone.
The wind... It's a singer called Cyclone.
Oh, never mind. Anyway, back to Monty Python. Rach, when you're hearing us, you come and shout, darling.
Yeah, you shout.
She's gone again. I wish she hadn't. See, I was doing a very professional job there.
I'm actually worried about her now.
Oh, so am I, mate.
No, you weren't.
I was, because I wasn't going to mention that Rachel wasn't here. I was going to use my flow of continuity to keep it all going and just not say that she's gone. And then she comes back and says, I lost you.
And I was going to impersonate her, wasn't I?
Exactly.
You're going to be Rachel impersonation?
No.
Oh. I'm not allowed to do anything this week because I've been ill.
Well, that's right. I'm thinking of your health.
Oh, I love you, Eric.
You can't make us sick over the airways, can you?
Well, yeah, Lee makes lots of people sick over the airways regularly. she's gone, mate.
I had complaints from America 2 weeks ago, you know.
Did you?
Yeah, about what things I'd said about America. I actually had complaints. I was really pleased. That makes me in the same sort of pantheon as Howard Stern.
Oh, right.
Howard.
Howard. Howard. Yeah, that's the one.
Listen, when you come from Spalding...
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
So basically, are we saying that we should... This is a Monty Python coming back to non-story. Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's jog that one on.
It's a good story, but it's a bit embarrassing. They weren't that clever anyway. They were just like JFK. They stood out in a crowd at a particular time and had become deified as something spectacularly wonderful. Right. There were lots of better comedians. Malcolm and Wise were funnier than them.
Well, that's true. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Alex, did you hear what he said?
He agreed with you. Is this a radio first?
This is a radio first. This isn't going to work very well either, because Rachel's nearly there, I think.
Hey.
I am back.
You are back. Because otherwise this next item wouldn't work very well.
I have a personal story about this.
Well, don't. Will you fit into the Beckham's clothes donated to the Typhoon Appeal, which is a lovely thing to do? Victoria and David Beckham have donated boxes of their designer clothes. There were queues at the door in Chelsea at the Red Cross charity shop. And there was clothes going on sale for between £600 and £800, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Especially
for a charity shop. But I haven't seen any stick insects. No. Walking down the road in Chelsea.
No.
Why, you're looking for a brooch?
No, because who else is going to wear Victoria Beckham's clothes?
You've got to be a minus eight to fit into Hoogie. I'd have better luck fitting into David Beckham's kit.
No, I know what that was. She just wants to wear David Beckham's pants.
Rachel Ott pants.
Yes.
What's their name? Naughty girl.
I wouldn't say no, because then I'd be, you know, hotter pants. I wouldn't mind being in the pants where he's...
still in?
Stop it. Stop it.
I watched Rob in the other room with his magnificent geometry going to say about this, Rachel.
I wear his pants all the time. Or actually, I wear my pants and he wears my skirts. But anyway, the only reason why I wouldn't buy David Beckham's pants from this particular charity store is A, what on earth are they charging? It's for charity. And B...
What do you mean by pants, Rachel?
Sure that's
yeah, exactly. Rach.
Do you mean the American version of pants or the English version of pants?
Laundered.
Rach.
I want them all manky and sweaty like his are.
It's better to launder the pants than to launder the money.
That's true.
Right. Anyway, boys and girls, serious note for a minute. If you, like the Beckhams, want to help out with that terrible situation over there due to the typhoon, you can always donate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by visiting www.dec.org.uk. And you can donate there, or if you're in the UK, you can donate at the counter at any high street bank or post office, or you can send a cheque in, whatever you like. It's www.dec.org.uk. And I'm not going to confuse
everyone. If you're in Australia, you can donate at Woolies, at Woolworths, at the checkout, and you can also donate to the Red Cross.
Did you just say Woolworths?
Yeah.
Wow.
They've got a Woolworths.
We still have Woolworths. We still have it, and that's where we shop tonight to
good
get our 15 litres of fresh water for imminent cyclone.
Oh. Yeah, Woolworths, they still have sheep in Australia, you know?
Yes, it is.
One that Lee's going to love next up. He is going to adore this one. Young Mr. Daniel Radcliffe, who's, of course, quite famous for being in the Harry Potter, I've never read the book, seen the film, don't want to series. He's now saying...
That's a long title.
That's a long title.
Lee's going to approve of this, I know. According to Daniel Radcliffe, if you use Twitter and Facebook as a celebrity and then get slagged off or whatever, you do not have the right to privacy if you go onto the social media and use it to promote yourself. That's what he says.
He's quite right.
It's quite right, yeah.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it's nice that somebody in the media eye actually stands up for the media. It's far better than that floppy-haired, can't-keep-it-in-his-pants-huge rant or Steve Coogan, who's been a naughty boy and went and let his knickers down. They are the Eggmen. What have they done? They've laid an egg. Good on you, Daniel.
Those horrible... Khaki Dashians and Miley Virus and the like, who spray themselves all over Twitter and Instagram. I mean, and then they wonder why they get, you know, rubbished by everybody that Gazworth has got anything to say. But no, he's quite right. He's absolutely correct.
But does that mean then, if a journalist has a Facebook account, that they can get slagged off as well?
Well, they do, yeah. Of course they do. What's happening in the high courts as we speak? What's happening across Britain? Why are the journalists being vilified?
No. Excuse me. Paxman moment.
Paxman. Yeah, you couldn't grow a beard.
That's true. I am far too young. Anyway, thank you for the compliment.
And he's got nothing to hide. People with facial hair have something to hide.
Exactly. I just
shaved my beard off.
You just shaved your beard off? You look lovely.
I've got nothing to hide anymore.
Just shaved mine off.
So, back to the question. Is it okay for the journalists that use Facebook to be attacked?
You see, the thing is, what you've got...
It's a yes or no answer.
Yes.
No. Yes, it is, obviously.
Yes, it is.
Of course it is. But the simple fact is, we seem to adopt this attitude that because journalists are journalists, that actually, when they're not journalising, they're actually doing things which are horrendous and they should be ashamed of. Most journalists, all they do is finish work, go and have a beer and go on to the missus. They don't get involved in the sort of tarnished Steve Coogan or Huge Rant get involved in. They don't get involved in taking masses of cocaine or sleeping with prostitutes.
Can I just mention one word? Well, two words. A sentence, I think it'd have to be. The old Fleet Street.
Fleet Street? Yeah, but all we did was get drunk.
Yes.
And get our like
and you don't want to go, Lee. You don't want to go there, do you, Lee?
Back in there, man. I tell you, it's all right. Best years of my life was spent getting drunk on Fleet Street.
Yeah, exactly. So, but what Lee's saying is, there's one rule for one rule for another, and another rule for Lee.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's the way it should be. There is only rules just for me anyway. That's Andrea.
All right, yes.
I'm not allowed out.
We know who wears the trousers in that house, don't we? Lee does, with his wife's permission. The Games Console Wars have started for Christmas already. I don't understand, and I love gadgets and technology. Gamers were queuing up for hours in allegedly sub-zero temperatures. Not
zero.
That cold English weather again.
It was cold. Yeah,
I'm sitting here in my flip flops and my shorts.
Exactly, but you're in Spain again. Anyway, these guys are going to spend £429, whatever that is in dollars. I don't know. But anyway, that's what they were going to do, to buy a box that doesn't do much really.
Yeah,
well, I've got lots of those here because we're about to move. I've got a big cardboard box. They should queue up here and buy one for nothing.
Do you play in your cardboard box?
Not an actual Xbox. It's an Xbox.
An Xbox. I love it. I love it.
I get it now.
Sorry, Alexander. You have to wait for him.
It's okay.
When it travels from the educated south to Stafford, it takes a few years.
It's very expensive for an Xbox.
Yeah, it's very, yeah. Anyway, it's got a 500 gigabyte hard drive, no less.
My George!
Gosh!
But no eggs, everybody.
Yes.
You don't actually get eggs with it.
No. So it's a bit of a yoke on them that's bought it.
Definitely.
Thank you. Would we be buying one, anybody?
Probably not.
No.
Not a big gamer.
No. Well, I am a gamer.
You are?
Yeah, but a PC gamer, not a box gamer.
That Huge Rant was game, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And that Steve Coogan.
Lee.
What?
Can you change your head a minute?
Change my head?
Yeah.
No, because I'm not super
No, we're going to be serious now, because do not understand how this could have happened in London.
Very, very good point.
30 years of, get this, slavery in London. Three women as slaves in London. And don't laugh at me when I tell you what happened in a minute, Lee, because it's serious. A Malaysian woman and an Irish woman and a Brit who's 30 years old were incarcerated, enslaved in London. And it was just by pure luck that one of them saw this programme on Sky News, which was talking about investigating into slavery, where they suddenly realised they were slaves and then had to plan a route to get out.
It's disgusting.
It's heavy.
But what on earth is going on in London that this could be allowed to happen for over 30 years? Funnily enough,
the law on slavery was only kicked in 2010, and nobody actually realised that. You were actually allowed to own another human being up to 2010.
I didn't know that.
No joke. And the law was only just scrapped in 2010.
I didn't know
Legally, I could have owned you. Or you could have owned me. Yeah, up to 2010.
Fight.
Yes. But no, it's shocking, to be honest.
It's a bit more far-reaching than that as well, because the charity, I'm sorry, I've forgotten the name of the charity now, but...
Freedom,
that's it, yeah. They have come out of this saying that there are pockets of slavery all over the UK, and it has been that way for a long time. And certainly we've had major events across Europe particularly, and in America, where this goes on all the time. And what's wrong is that we, as a nation and as a population across the world, are not really interested in what's going on next door. They are in a village, like the village of the damned where I live. They're interested in anything, but in London, you don't notice. Mm. And what amazes me is also that this charity worked for a year along with the police and to free these people. I can't see why it took so long. That is something that bothers me.
The police
me. It will
knew
come
for
out.
A year.
Well, the thing is, Lee, they could have been shocking. Concerned, because you've seen this in other cases, where they do go very slowly in case they have any kind of seed of doubt in their minds that the people who are incarcerating can do, you know, go to the final end of the lunatic fringe, which could be blowing up a house, it could be killing the people, all sorts of things. And if they don't know or they have no history on the people, they have to go from ground zero, meaning they've got to walk around, watch them, see if they're doing anything crazy when they're out and about, whatever. They've got to build up a profile of the people. And this happened, I'm sure it was, we ranted about it before, and I had a thought about it. No, it maybe does take a little bit longer, but, you know, it's better to take a little bit longer and have one more year rather than...
I agree with the principle of what you're saying, and you're right, and also... The veracity of what you're saying about the way the police act. Well, the simple fact is that this is all based on this new PC correctness and that insinuates its way into every aspect of our life. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the past, we would have gone in there, rescued those people, seen what the score was, get it all sorted out, and if you got it wrong, you say sorry.
Yeah, but in 2013,
mistake, though, so.
You can't do it in 2013. No. You know, if we'd have said,
which doesn't mean it's right.
No.
I can't do it now. That's the problem with this world, and that answers the question that you made in the first place. How could this happen in the UK in 2013? And it's because of exactly what you said. Because you shrugged your shoulders and said, "Well, there's nothing we can do about it."
Rach.
Yeah, this is not, it's not new. And remember Emma Thompson did some pretty graphic TV commercials about
yes.
a while ago. And she was trying to bring it to the fore. There are people in celebrities in America trying to bring this whole human trafficking business to light in America. And honestly, I haven't heard of any of this going on in Australia, although it probably does.
I'm sure it does, but it's hard to find in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, given the rampant, you know, immigration that we have, and the fact that it's very hard to keep track of, it really is something that you can't hear, or it'd be more difficult to detect here. But it's just, I mean, it really is a mess, and the fact that it's still going on now is just really appalling.
But it's an ancient crime. It's an ancient crime. It's not a new crime. We're looking at it. It's like, amazing. How incredible is this? It's something that's gone on since the beginning of time. People have kidnapped people for slavery. You've only got to look at the slavery in America and how England was involved in that slavery, how Spain was involved, how the world's always been involved in slavery. And to allow this to continue once you knew for at least a year was implicitly wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, let's move on. I am slightly concerned by, and you kind of triggered my thoughts there a bit, Lee, because if the Freedom Charity had been working with the police, I would have thought they'd have known about it.
Yeah. Exactly, that is exactly my point.
Anyway, the silliness continues, and I don't care where in the world, and I'm sorry if I offend anybody in Saudi, but it's tough luck.
It's easily done.
Very easily done. Yeah, I've been there. two men have been arrested in Saudi Arabia for offering free hugs to passers-by in Riyadh. Now, I don't know where you're coming from. I don't know where you're going to. But since when does a child have to stop hugging people because he's got to a certain age or she's got to a certain age? I just find that absolutely offensive.
It's the religious police out there. They are absolutely insane. When I was at school, one of my friends used to be his father based in Saudi, and we used to call him Lofty, and he had very long hair. And after a summer, he came back with a skinhead because he was arrested by the religious police and told to have his hair cut because he's a man.
What?
Yeah. It's just a mental country. Absolutely backward and mental country.
I think there is also the simple fact, though, that it is a separate entity to us, and they do have their laws, and we demand that people follow our laws over here. Surely they should be following the laws.
Yeah, but they are a little bit medieval in their laws.
Well,
women have no rights whatsoever. You have to go and eat in the back of a McDonald's if you're in with your family.
You can see what worries me about this is that people start from that point of view. Women have no rights. People can't hug each other. What they don't do is start from the point of saying, well, this is the law of that land, and it's based on all sorts of religious reasoning behind it. Therefore, that's where we should start trying to change the world from within, not from without.
Yeah, I agree.
I kind of agree. But I mean, I've sat in Dubai one day. For various reasons, I was invited to a wedding. So I go to the wedding. I go to where there's huge amounts of noise. Great DJ on, actually, that day. Really good one. And he was good. And I've sort of opened the door, and I've seen blokes. And I'm thinking, what? I said, where's all the girls? Oh, they're next door.
Yeah, in another room.
And it was stony silent. They're drinking tea. Yeah. And yet we're in Dubai. And because it was all the blokes in the room, there's alcohol everywhere.
Yeah.
Talk about double standards.
Yeah. I mean,
unbelievable.
English have it quite good out there, to be honest. All the army bases, we sold them all of our old equipment. And now we have to sell them all of our engineers. Funny story, my same friend Lofty, his parents basically used to get alcohol shipped in and put it under musical instruments, and the Saudi government weren't allowed to touch it.
Yeah.
And one day he got a phone call, can you come and get your piano because it's leaking? And that night their base was raided, but they didn't find anything. But the piano is leaking red wine. It's quite amusing.
No, don't tell Lee that. He'll be out there straight away.
I'll tell you. No, honestly. When I was projectile vomiting...
Oh, here we go again.
I actually thought I was ill because it was red. Anyway, I had a quick dip.
Red wine. I've had this with my wife before.
Yeah, okay. And we stay in the same part of the world for the same story kind of thing.
This is
horrendous. An Egyptian man has been killed in a so-called honour killing. Now, they are appearing in England, and I find that despicable, especially with what you're saying, Lee. Respect the rules of where you are. For allegedly having sexual relations with his wife before they were married.
Well, Lee, the thing is, she wasn't his wife before they were married.
No, but can I just say something?
What?
This programme won't exist if we run under Egyptian law.
No, absolutely, absolutely. I've had sex with many other men's wives. It's
but they weren't wives at the time.
Yeah, but... With wives, Rachel. Anyway, apparently this couple had only been married for 15 days when her brothers and a cousin allegedly shot the man at a farm near the tourist centre of Luxor. Hello, Egypt. Wake up. You need tourism. Don't let this sort of stuff go on. And apparently it's not unusual in Egypt.
It isn't, but what can you say, really? This is an isolated occurrence based on something that's quite horrendous and has been quite rightly reported in the fashion that it should have been.
Lee, I've just reported, honour killings are not unusual in Egypt.
No, they're not unusual. I'm saying this particular set of circumstances is unusual, which is why this story's made as many headlines as it has. Yeah, the honour killings. We have honour killings in this country. We have honour killings across the world. And what I'm saying is, and it still stands up, is that we should be trying to affect this from the inside, not from the outside looking in and saying, this is disgusting, you must stop doing that. Because all we're going to do is create even more tension with countries which aren't run along the lines that we want them to be. Okay,
I think it's a fairly lawless country at the moment anyway.
Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. A Brazilian student who we've mentioned on this programme before, who I think Rachel was kind of horrified, as was I, who auctioned her virginity online for £485,000, hopes to sell it again.
What a good girl.
She's been stitched up.
She's a good girl.
She's been stitched up.
That's terrible, Rachel.
That is shocking.
I think whoever bought it has been stitched up.
Yeah, more like that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But she originally sold it for a documentary. I've never heard it called that before. Oh, yeah. But claims money never surfaced. Right.
Well, it depends where she gets it.
There's something fishy about this story, isn't there?
Oh, no.
Hey. You win some, you harm it. Oh, sorry.
No, stop it there. A volcano, as we get into the short news, has erupted and given birth
to an island.
Does it mean it was a girl?
That wasn't stitched up, was it?
No, it wasn't stitched up at all. However, the Japanese have not given it a name yet.
It's an immaculate conception.
Oh, no. Because sometimes these islands appear and then they sink again.
Yeah, what? Exactly.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Does it?
Yeah. All volcanic ash forms in layers and it has water in between the layers and it can just sink.
Volcanoes. That's twice in one programme. We've had an original fact.
sorry.
That's because they have volcanoes in Spalding.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this show? Alexpedia?
Yeah, I don't know.
Alexanderpedia.
Alexanderpedia. I don't know.
I'm going to go get stitched up now.
Apparently a driver has cheated death. Brian Gillespie, who's 55, lost control of his car at 185 miles an hour, which I've seen the video of, and it flipped and flipped and flipped, and I'm going...
185 miles? How does he know he was going that speed?
Because he's got clocks on him.
Because he's got a speedometer.
Right.
No, they've got those speed clocks on him. He's on the salt flats.
Probably
he's on the salt flats.
On the salt flats.
Oh, okay, well...
No, the speedo was actually imprinted in his forehead.
Oh, yeah. 185 written on his head, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And finally, for a couple of seconds, little rant, apparently Australia is getting stoned.
Oh, yes. Guess where? Speaking of Rachel and weather events, it got stoned exactly where my property on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland is, where my daughter lives.
Yes.
Hail the size of golf balls in the middle of the very warm season. Freaky weather, hence cyclones, hence everything else. We're in deep trouble. Mother Nature is PO'd.
Right.
Why don't you all emigrate from Australia? Why don't you leave Australia and all of you come back to Britain where you belong?
We'll bring the horrible weather with us.
No, leave it there.
Lee, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Rachel, your turn.
Goodbye. If I'm alive next week, I'll see you then. Otherwise, I'll be in a cyclone.
Thanks for joining us, Alexander.
No problem.
Nice to have you with us again sometime, we hope.
Yeah.
Right.
Soon.
And you're going to come and tell us about all these lovely people that are coming to Poprad.
Yes, and we'll be giving updates on the events as soon as we have confirmation.
Wonderful stuff. Stay tuned to the station, boys and girls, because you'll hear it here first. That was Postcard from Poprad for another week. Goodbye from me, Eric Wiltshire. And don't forget, get in touch with us via the Facebook page, commonly known as Radio. Can't make it easier than that.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I-O.